This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Okay, welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining me is a friend of the station. His name is Michael Davis. You've heard him many times. You've seen him on Fox. He is the head of the Article 3 Project. And we are going to talk about the decision by Judge McAfee in Georgia, who made a decision that Georgia DA Fannie Willis can remain on the Trump election fraud case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade steps aside. Now, quote, the district attorney may choose to step aside along with the whole of her office. Alternatively, Wade can withdraw, the judge ruled. Now, what's your first impression of this, Michael Davis?
Well, I would say that I think the judge misapplied the law, and he caved to the political pressure, because there's no question that Fannie Willis had an illegal financial stake in this criminal prosecution against President Trump and 18 others. She illegally paid her secret boyfriend, unqualified boyfriend, $250 an hour to bring these unprecedented RICO charges against political opponents, including Trump and 18 others. She's paid him $700,000 in counting. He's taken her on these lavish trips to Napa, the Caribbean, to Belize, who the hell knows where else. She lied about this. She got other people to lie about this, including her, including 10 attorneys in her office, submitting a knowingly false affidavit from Nathan Wade's divorce proceedings in front of this Judge McAfee's court.
Right.
She got caught lying, and now this judge, I think, is caving to the political pressure because he now faces a Democrat opponent in Fulton County, Georgia.
Exactly. That's where I was going, Michael Davis. You know, the judge in this case, McAfee, seems to split the baby here. He says she can stay on the case with her office or get rid of Wade. So, Michael Davis, if the judge ruled there was a significant appearance of impropriety, why take him off and not her?
Well, I think you saw at that evidentiary hearing, he used to work for Fannie Willis. He donated $150 to her campaign. I think he's scared of her. I think he wouldn't even look at her during that evidentiary hearing when she was running his courtroom. I can't imagine a scenario where anyone would ever do that in your courtroom, Judge.
But
that's what happened with Judge McAfee's courtroom. He let Fannie Willis drag him around his own courtroom.
Well, yeah, I think I've said it many times, Michael, that she would have been held in contempt of court and they would have taken her out in the wagon to the county jail. But that's another issue. But, you know, the relationship, and I don't know that people understand it. Some people say, you know, okay, so she had an affair. But the problem is that it was an affair where she lied about it. She gave her boyfriend close to $700,000. She went on vacations with him. And the judge admitted that, she did say she paid him in cash, but it really isn't that much money. And maybe some people actually, you know, pay back people in cash with no records. So we kind of let her off. But it seems to me, Michael, if there is this appearance of impropriety, it's on her part. She's the one who brought him in. She's the one who shared in the vacations. Why does he get dumped and not her? And I think that a lot of this is going to go up on appeal. And it makes no sense, because he noted the appearance of impropriety remains, basically making his decision a split ruling with some of the motions put forward by Trump, which was granted in part and denied in part.
Well, look, when he dismissed six of these counts several days ago, I knew this was coming. Frankly, I knew this was coming at the hearing when he wouldn't look at her. I knew that he would be too scared, as this young judge with a young family who's facing an election here in November in an overwhelmingly Democrat county called Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. I knew he was going to do this. Now, maybe, just maybe, he has laid enough of the factual predicate where the appellate court can come in and say, look, you misapplied the law here, Judge. McAfee, if you found these facts, you have to, as a matter of law, you have to recuse Fulton County DA Fannie Willis and her entire office. You have to disqualify them.
This is Greg Kelly. To my friends in the construction business, if you've been injured on the job, make just one call to the Construction Accident Lawyers at the law offices of Darren T. Moore. With hundreds of five-star reviews, they fight for more justice for every client and have secured millions of dollars in compensation for New York construction workers. Call 888-444-ATTY. That's 888-444-2889 for a free consultation. More diligence, more persistence, and more justice.
Prior results don't guarantee similar outcomes.
Well, you know, Donald Trump's lawyer responded by saying, while they respect the court's decision, we believe the court did not afford appropriate significance to the prosecutorial misconduct of Willis and Wade, including the financial benefits and testifying untruthfully about when their relationship began. And of course, they're going to take it up on appeal. So the decision right now, Michael, is she has to decide whether to throw him off the under the bus and keep going or recuse herself. I mean, to me, that's an easy one. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think Judge McAfee has turned this into a Jerry Springer episode, right? I mean, why the hell is he playing relationship counselor here? His job is to say, yes, Fannie Willis has an illegal financial stake in this criminal prosecution, which is absolutely illegal and unethical. She lied about this. She got other people to lie about this. They submitted, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade submitted a knowingly false affidavit from Nathan Wade's divorce court to Judge McAfee. They got 10 attorneys in the Fulton County DA's office to sign on to that. Two of those 10 knew this was a lie. I seriously doubt the other 8 knew it was a lie when they submitted it. And so you have Fannie Willis and her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, getting 8 other attorneys in that office submitting false affidavits to Judge McAfee. And Judge McAfee wants to split the baby here.
But what are the false affidavits? What are you saying the false affidavits are?
There was an affidavit that Nathan Wade submitted in his divorce proceedings about denying that there was a romantic relationship between Fannie Willis.
Right.
Yes. And then Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade knew that was a lie, and they submitted that in response to co-defendant Mike Roman's motion to dismiss in front of Judge McAfee.
So right.
There were numerous instances where Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade committed perjury, subornation of perjury, submitted false statements, obstruction of justice. We have bribery. We have, you know, we have gift ban violations. And to say we're just going to split the baby here and one of you has to go, but this case can go forward. This case was illegally tainted from before its inception because the evidence is clear that even Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade admit that their inappropriate relationship started before they brought the criminal indictments, right? That's undisputed. Before they brought this unprecedented RICO indictment against Trump and 18 others, everyone admits that they have this inappropriate relationship. She illegally hired her secret, dumb, unqualified boyfriend to bring this RICO charge against Trump and 18 others. And they have a financial stake in this prosecution. And she benefited pretty nicely from this criminal prosecution.
Okay, but so what you're saying is that the affidavits that were submitted, that we didn't have an affair, they were submitted in the divorce case?
The affidavit was in the divorce case, Nathan Wade's divorce case, and then they took that affidavit from that divorce case, and they had 10 attorneys from the Fulton County DA's office, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, submit that affidavit in response to co-defendant Mike Roman's motion to dismiss.
Okay, so they submitted the affidavit from the civil divorce case in the criminal case, another co-defendant. That is subornation of perjury because they then both admitted that they had an affair. We have the Article 3 Project and we have you, Michael Davis, and I thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see whether or not they appeal this and whether the appellate courts take it and what their decision will be. So thanks for joining us, Michael Davis. I know your time is precious.
Thank you, Judge.
All right.